A man will serve 2 months on electronic house arrest for a fiery crash that killed a Canton man. Judge Earl Wise sentenced 34-year-old David Reed of Brown Township after he pleaded no contest Monday to vehicular homicide and vehicular manslaughter. The charges stem from a December 18th crash on Route 30 in Ostenburg Township that killed 38-year-old Joshua Smothers. The Highway Patrol says Reed failed to stop for traffic, causing a two-vehicle crash. Reed will also serve 2 years of probation and lose his license for 2 years. A man wanted in connection with a Canton area shooting is the Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force's Fugitive of the Week. The Stark County Sheriff's Office and U.S. Marshals allege 19-year-old Caden DeLand of Canton fired into an occupied vehicle July 30th in the 2800 block of 8th Street Northeast. A 50-year-old bystander suffered a minor injury from a possible bullet fragment. DeLand is known to frequent Canton and Cleveland and is charged with felonious assault. A reward is available for information leading to his arrest. A New York woman was arraigned in Massillon Municipal Court Monday following her arrest Friday on promoting prostitution charges. 55-year-old Aju Chen of Brooklyn is accused of operating and managing Jai Li Spa, a massage business in Jackson Township, for the purpose of facilitating sexual activity for hire. The charge follows an investigation by the Stark County Sheriff's Office. Chen is scheduled for a preliminary hearing Monday. Altman Health System and Northeast Ohio Medical University are expanding their partnership to help address Ohio's healthcare workforce shortage. The Canton-based health system has worked with NeoMed since the university was founded in 1973. The new partnership includes regular leadership meetings, collaborative research, and plans to increase the number of students training at Altman. About 120 students complete clinical rotations at Altman each year. NeoMed President John Langell says the partnership is especially important because Ohio faces a shortage of healthcare providers, particularly in family medicine and pediatrics and in rural areas. NeoMed welcomed a record 211 new medical students this year. A Portage County judge has sentenced a Streetsboro man to 4 years in prison for assaulting two women in January. Common Pleas Judge Becky Doherty issued the punishment to 25-year-old Randall Main Monday. He pleaded guilty in June to abduction, aggravated assault, and domestic violence. One victim was restrained and held at knife point. Main's attorney cited his struggle with drug and alcohol addiction. San Francisco 49ers owner John York pleaded no contest to two charges after being arrested in East Palestine. York was originally charged with engaging in prostitution, but the charge was amended to disorderly conduct and possessing criminal tools. He was arrested Sunday morning at a mobile home community and posted $5,000 bond. York was sentenced to 2 days in the Columbiana County Jail with credit for 1 day served and ordered to pay more than $1,100 in fines. The NFL says the matter will be reviewed under its personal conduct policy. York is a Youngstown Cardinal Moody graduate and has been president of the 49ers since 2008. West Township trustees are addressing drainage and road issues following a recent board meeting. A resident says an overgrown creek along Baird Road is backed up, causing flooding across a field and onto Baird and Low Miller roads. Trustees will discuss the problem with the Columbiana County engineer. Trustees also say Ridge Road will be repaved, along with Malibu to Brush Road. The township has spent about $135,000 on asphalt this year. A new ambulance is expected to be in service by the end of next month. The village of Wellsville is suing the owners of the old 5 and 10 building, seeking to have it demolished. Part of the structure collapsed in March, damaging a neighboring business and closing part of Main Street. The road remains closed because of structural issues. According to WFMJ-TV, the village says demolition would cost about $145,000. Mediation between the village and owners is scheduled for November. A man was sentenced for a deadly hit-and-run crash on Youngstown's south side. 43-year-old Laird Bruner of Youngstown pleaded guilty in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court last month to aggravated vehicular homicide and failure to stop after an accident. He was given 59 months in prison and a 3-year license suspension. Prosecutors say Bruner was driving a vehicle that struck and killed 53-year-old Joseph Novosich while he was walking on Loveland Road in September 2025. Bruner was arrested on a warrant 3 days later. Charges have been filed in a Youngstown fire in which a boy was found locked in a cage. WFMJ-TV reports 67-year-old Franklin Heiser is charged with felony endangering children. The charge signifies the child was harmed, but no details have been released. Firefighters responded to the Forest View Avenue location early on August 4th. Three people escaped while one had to be rescued. Heisler reportedly told personnel he is the boy's father. A woman named Chu Yu Zheng was also charged with endangering children. Her relationship with the man and boy is unclear. The case remains under investigation. A convicted murderer's second appeal has been rejected, keeping his life prison sentence in place. 25-year-old Dominic Harvey is serving 50 to 55 and a half years to life for the 2022 shooting death of Jonathan Lee Jr. and the wounding of another man in Warren. He pleaded guilty to aggravated murder and attempted aggravated murder. Harvey claimed the trial court erred by not holding a hearing concerning his claims. The 11th District Court of Appeals rejected his argument and upheld the lower court's ruling. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.